being joined by DNH's Izzy Norton. Ends up being a 1-1 day for you personally today. Looks like the team's going to come out on top, but I just want to get your perspective on, you know, today's meet with Appleton-Parkersburg.
No, they're a great team, and we knew coming in like they were going to be a great team, and they were going to push us the whole night from singles and doubles, all levels, and we came in like we knew it was going to be tough, and they're, I mean, I played Adria, who's really good, so we kind of like strategized at the end to move our doubles around a little bit, which I thought ended up being good in the end.
So you're taking over the number one single spot this year, right? Tell me a little bit about that and how much of an extra challenge, you know, that's adding. You're playing, you know, every single team's best player night in, night out.
Yeah, it's definitely a change from last year from being at the two, but I mean, I still played really good competition at the two, and so I kind of knew what it was going to be like, and then playing doubles at the one doubles too, so it's definitely a change, but it's been good.
What are some of the biggest areas of your game you think have improved, you know, from the end of last year to the start of this year? Is it, you know, a lot of work in the off season as far as tennis?
Yeah, I played a little bit in the off season. I went to some lessons, and then I played in a doubles tournament with Ada. So that definitely, I think, is helping a ton. And then I think definitely for me this year is being more up at the net and being more offensive and then just being more consistent with my serve.
When it comes to you'd mentioned a different doubles partner tonight, right? Name, who was that?
Addie Jocelyn.
So tell me a little bit about you know, changing that up. Have you played with her doubles much? Or?
I mean, we haven't really played much. I mean, at practice we kind of switch around a little bit, but I knew she's my cousin, so I knew we were gonna be fine together, and I believe in her, and she believed in me. But we have never really played together, but a couple times at practice. But I knew it was gonna be fine.
You bet. What are going to be some of the biggest steps you guys are hoping to take to, you know, possibly make it back to the state tournament here again this year?
Yeah, we have a tough one Friday. We play Pella, and then we'll play Webster City, which they'll be good for us to play. I think it's good for us to keep playing good competition just to get us ready. But I think we can hopefully get back down to state as a team, and then hopefully down for individuals too.
All right, and what are you most looking forward to about these last couple months of high school, right? Getting ready to finish it off strong here?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast it's gone. I'm just going to keep, like, soaking in all the times with, like, my teammates, and then at school just keep doing it every day. It's crazy how fast it's gone.
And plans for after graduation, what's that looking like for you?
I plan on going to UNI for nursing. So I'll be close still.
All right. Well, thanks for the time tonight.
Thank you.